Mike Duggan set out a challenge when he was sworn in as mayor of Detroit. Watch what happens in 6 months. Well, we're nearly at that six-month mark. All this week, the Detroit Journalism Cooperative will take the mayor up on his offer. They are going to look at the changes in Detroit over these past 6 months, see how the city is functioning under bankruptcy, and what better place to start than with Mike Duggan himself. We're joined now by Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter Sarah Swick and Michigan Radio's Lester Graham of Michigan Watch. Lester, I want to start with you. What are the reviews like for Mike Duggan's first 6 months?
Well, one of the things that I was told was that City Hall for the first time has a mayor who will check up on them, make sure that they're doing the work that they should be. And it's kind of amazing because he's showing some real leadership skills for a guy who really has been elected to serve a city without any power. Remember, the emergency manager, Kevin Orr, is in charge of whatever goes on in the city, and the only power that Mayor Duggan gets is the power that the emergency manager is willing to share.
But there was a degree, and I bet you saw this too, Sarah, as Mayor Duggan comes in, a degree of, wasn't it kind of horse trading with Kevin Orr as far as how much he was going to get to run and how much Orr was going to give him?
Yeah, during the campaign, Mike Duggan had talked a lot about being involved in the bankruptcy, Detroit's bankruptcy process, and just, you know, being aggressive with Kevin Orr on a number of important issues. But almost immediately after he got into office, they signed a power sharing agreement. And, you know, Duggan has mostly been running most of the city's day-to-day operations. And as Lester said, he's been very hands-on about it. And Orr is managing the bankruptcy side of things. And Duggan really hasn't inserted himself much into that process at all.
Is it safe to say that these are two guys, Orr and Duggan, who get each other? They understand each other?
I think they do. At first, it seemed that relations between the two of them might be a little frosty. An interesting side note, I believe they went to the University of Michigan Law School together. Going forward, things seem to sort of have thawed very quickly, and now I get the impression that they work together pretty well and seem to have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, it seems they have some of the same goals in mind. There is some tension there, and Duggan often will make little jokes at the emergency manager's expense in some of these public addresses when Kevin Orr is sitting there in the audience. So little digs here and there, but I think overall they know they have to deal with each other, and Duggan's just hoping he doesn't have to deal with Orr any longer than absolutely necessary.
Well, he's made that very clear, that he expects Orr to hit the highway come September. What do observers see as his successes? What is Mike Duggan doing right?
Well, you know, he said he couldn't fix everything in 6 months.
But 6 months from now, you're going to be able to judge for yourself whether the leadership of this city has a sound plan and is achieving it.
And so that plan's been laid out pretty clearly. He's going to be dealing with blight. He's going to be dealing with people who are trying to streamline this area. So he's had the blight task force mm-hmm. at work. They're making progress there. He's been pressuring the Public Lighting Authority to get plenty of streetlights up and running. They've been doing that. They've been looking. He's been pressuring the director of the Department of Transportation to get the buses going, get more buses on the road. They've been working on that. So there's a lot of stuff that is happening. And, you know, I think the people are seeing some of that, recognizing some of that. His honeymoon period is gone at least 6 months.
I largely agree with that. I think that Duggan has been very visible in a way that the prior mayor, Dave Bing, was really not. And obviously, the mayor before that, Kwame Kilpatrick, had a whole host of issues he had to deal with in the latter years of being mayor. And I do think that, you know, he really does have a knack for actually kind of interacting with and talking to people. So I think while there remain sort of a few people in the communities who are a little suspicious of him, I think he's managed to build a pretty good rapport with most of his constituents.
Yeah, it's amazing because here's a guy who's basically a suburbanite, a white mayor in a town that's 80% African-American. And he knows he's got to be among the people to kind of make connection there. So he doesn't dress like some of our past mayors. He's a little, you know, casual about his dress. He drives himself around. He stops in the neighborhoods. He talks with people because he wants to be seen as a regular guy. And he's not running around with, you know, in the past, you know, five bodyguards and an entourage. He's just out there on his own.
And so when you talk to people in Detroit, what are you hearing?
Most of them like him.
Just in the short amount of time he had, he done did a lot. Can't even put nothing past Mike Duggan. You know, that's like the best man ever, man, you know, as far as mayor.
Everything improved. He doing his job, put it that way.
Duggan, man!
You're a fan of the mayor, then?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Sarah, what do you think are the things that are really beyond Mike Duggan's control that might need to be factored in when you judge whether or not he's been a success?
Well, obviously the bankruptcy. He doesn't have much of any control over that process. And the issue of schools. Duggan has undertaken a whole bunch of initiatives to improve quality of life in the city and try to attract new residents to the city. Probably the biggest project he's launched so far is his effort to rehab some of the vacant homes, city-owned vacant homes that are in decent shape, and use an online auction to attract buyers. And that so far seems to have been pretty successful, although it's been a pretty short amount of time since it started. But Detroit schools are still a key issue, and in terms of attracting more residents to the city, that's a huge concern, obviously, for families with children, and he doesn't really have any control over that at all. He's said he wants to be a partner with DPS and do sort of joint initiatives with them, but in terms of the direction of the schools, Detroit Public Schools are under a state emergency manager, and he doesn't really have any control over the other schools out there either.
The other thing he's itching to get a hold of is he's not in charge of the police department. Kevin Orr is in charge of the police department, and crime is the other big issue. Schools and crime are the two major issues that people think of in Detroit, and he doesn't have any say in either of those right now.
Was it a mistake to set out that six-month challenge, do you think?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I think the mayor, well, he'll address this, and I think he's got a lot to show, a lot that's done, or at least a lot that's on its way to, you know, improving. Things aren't right in the city yet, and they couldn't possibly be in a city like Detroit in 6 months. But he can show progress and a trend line, and he's a big metrics guy, so a trend line is a good thing.
What do you think, Sarah?
I don't think it was a mistake. I mean, I think people have a sense that things are moving in the right direction just in terms of the overall structure of city government and services and those sorts of things. Moving forward, they have a sense that he's more involved, that things are a little bit more organized, that kind of sense. I mean, I think if services like the bus system, for example, really continue to be a chronic problem and he can't get a handle on that, that will become an issue at some point. But I think 6 months down the line, I think people are pretty optimistic about things. And I think they're willing to give him a little bit more time to really show the changes that he'll make.
Well, that's a good look at the mayor, at Mike Duggan. Lester, what's ahead this week for your reports for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative?
Well, we're going to be looking at his efforts at blight. We're going to be looking at mass transit, see how many buses are actually getting out on the street. We're going to look at this lighting, street lights, which is a big issue for the neighborhoods. Sarah Hewlett will be doing a feature on crime and what's happening in Detroit. And Sarah Swick's going to be looking at schools.
A busy, busy week, and these reports will be airing on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Lester Graham, Sarah Swick, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.